All right, so here's a treat on this Friday morning. We're going to, in a matter of speaking, take you right to the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives with the two voices on a question of justice, a question of appropriate law enforcement and intelligence agency conduct for dealing with terrorism investigations, and, of course, the principle of funding for the Pentagon as the House and Senate write their versions of the National Defense Authorization Act. President Obama has quietly withdrawn a veto threat over the bill, which contains several controversial measures, it seems to anyway, about the treatment of U.S. citizens suspected of terrorist activities. Civil liberties groups contend the version passed by the House on Wednesday allows for indefinite detention of Americans. The bill's now headed back to the Senate, now it seems with the implicit backing of the White House. And here to discuss the National Defense Authorization Act are two members of the House Armed Services Committee, Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson, representing Georgia's 4th District. What was your vote on Wednesday?
My vote was no.
All right. Thank you, Democratic Congressman, for joining us. And Republican Congressman Tim Griffin represents Arkansas's 2nd District. What was your vote, Congressman?
Yes.
All right. So, Congressman Griffin, Congressman Johnson, give us a sense of the debate and how important this principle of detention of suspects, even if they're Americans, is to this bill. Congressman Johnson, you begin.
Yes, I think it's fundamental in America that Americans have protection under the United States Constitution, which provides for due process. It provides for notice and hearing on any charge that may be leveled against someone. You have to do that based on probable cause. And so there's a menu of procedural benefits that are due to Americans just simply because that's the way that our system operates. And so this legislation chips away at those rights, and I think that that's not good for America's future.
Congressman Griffin?
I would just say that I haven't been here that long. I just got here in January, but I have not seen a statute, a proposed bill that has had more misinformation associated with it than this one. The bottom line is this. Under the Hamdi case, which is a 2004 U.S. Supreme Court case, Hamdi v. Rumsfeld, there we had a U.S. citizen that was captured overseas fighting against the U.S., and that person was held in military custody on U.S. soil. Supreme Court says, that's fine, but this individual, this citizen, has their constitutional rights, as they should. And that citizen can challenge under habeas corpus the fact that they are detained. They should be able to do that. Those are the rights that my colleague is referring to. Those rights aren't affected. What this does in this bill is it takes a lot of the language that has come out of court cases and it says, we're going to clarify it and put it into law so that this is not fluctuating with the whims of the courts. We often say that it's best when Congress makes the laws and not the courts. And this is an example where the law is out there. This is not changing anything with regard to constitutionality.
All right, Congressman Griffin, just a little follow-up there. Do you think that it's okay for the fact that Hamdi was in jail for years before he got his day in court before the U.S. Supreme Court? It's all right for American citizens to be held for 7-8 years? Is that what you're clarifying?
No, I don't think that's all right. And the court said the court made it clear. Whether we clarified it or not, that is now clarified, and it was clarified by the Supreme Court. They do have a right to habeas corpus.
All right. To Congressman Johnson, President Obama, it seems, has backed away from your view. Why do you think there's no veto threat on this bill anymore, and do you think the bill that goes to the president's desk will have these provisions that you find so offensive?
Yeah, what this bill does is to legislatively confirm what the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled in the case of Hamdi versus Rumsfeld. And what that ruling stands for, in addition to what Congressman Griffin stated, was the fact that if you're not held on U.S. soil and you are an American captured abroad and thought to be involved in terrorist-related activities, then you can be held outside of this country without any habeas corpus rights.
All right, let's get a response.
Held indefinitely.
Do you agree, Congressman Griffin, that as Congressman Johnson suggests, that U.S. citizens can be held in essentially an extraordinary rendition status indefinitely overseas?
Well, I'd say a couple things. First of all, we are talking about the NDAA. The NDAA does not in any way create new rights. It does not address this particular situation. I should say that the Supreme Court did deal with a U.S. citizen enemy combatant who was picked up overseas and held in the U.S. The U.S. Supreme Court has never addressed a case of an enemy combatant U.S. citizen picked up on U.S. soil, number one, or a U.S. citizen enemy combatant picked up overseas and held overseas. Those two instances have not been addressed by the Supreme Court, and the NDAA has absolutely, positively nothing to say about them. If I could mention one more thing, most of the confusion that I have heard relates to the use of the word requirement. And under the section 1022, there's a part that says the requirement to detain a person in military custody under this section does not extend to citizens of the United States. And it makes it clear it does not. Some folks have read that to mean, well, the requirement doesn't, but it's an option. That is completely wrong. This whole section is titled Military Custody for Foreign Al-Qaeda Terrorists. There's nothing in this section 1022 that people have gotten so worked up about, nothing that relates to taking
All right.
citizens.
All right. That's Congressman Tim Griffin of the 2nd District in Arkansas. Congressman Hank Johnson, quickly, the last word.
Yeah, this congressman is respectfully, he's getting things mixed up. There are two provisions, the indefinite military detention provision and also second provision giving the military primary responsibility for
custody. All right, Congressman Johnson, we're going to allow you to clarify. Congressman Johnson, we're going to allow you to clarify that in a second. We're just going to take a very quick break here and be right back. We're on the line with Congressman Hank Johnson of Georgia and Congressman Tim Griffin of Arkansas. Stay with us. Continuing now with Congressman Johnson and Griffin on the Defense Authorization Bill, which contains provisions that would empower the Justice Department and intelligence organizations to hold terrorist suspects indefinitely. Congressman, first of all, Congressman Johnson, clarify what you were saying about those specific provisions, and then I want to get a sort of a sum up here.
Yeah, there are two provisions that I found objectionable. We referred to one of them here, and that was the indefinite military detention allowance for Americans who are captured abroad and thought to be involved in terrorist activities. That's one thing. I firmly disagree with that Supreme Court decision and this legislation, which codifies it. And secondly, we have the issue of whether or not prosecution of U.S. terrorists will take place in the American judicial system,
right,
or whether or not that'll be diverted to the military system, and I disagree with that. Also.
Those details all linked to on our site, thetakeaway.org. Congressman Tim Griffin, about 40 seconds. We'll give you the last word here.
Thank you. I would say that with regard to military commissions, the law on that makes it very clear that does not deal with U.S. citizens. Secondly, my colleague indicates that he disagrees with the U.S. Supreme Court in Hamdi. That's fine. That's his right to disagree with that case. But this law does not in any way affect that Supreme Court case.
All right, gentlemen, thanks for giving us a feel for the debate on the Defense Authorization Bill. It's supposed to fund the Pentagon, but it's also got these principles of justice. Congressman Hank Johnson, Democratic Representative of Georgia, and Congressman Tim Griffin, Republican Representative from Arkansas. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.